LSB meeting for July 11th, 2020. And I will ask for a roll call to be done now, please.
Thank you. This is Carol Wolfley calling the roll. Sharon Adams?
Here.
Sharon Adams here. Present. Ahmad Anderson?
Present.
Ahmad Anderson present. Marilyn Langua?
Here.
Marilyn Langua present. Daniel Borgstrom?
Present.
Daniel Borgstrom present. Christine Pepin said that she is in another meeting, so we will put her on the list for excused absence, and she may also call in at some time. Chris Corey?
Here.
Chris Corey present. Mark Van Lent? Mark said that he would be on the meeting, but he hasn't called in yet. Susan Da Silva?
Here.
Susan present. Shira Dedman. Shira Dedman, we'll see if she's able to come. Donald Goldmacher. Donald, will check back.
I think he texted me that he said he was going to be late.
Okay. Christina Huggins.
Present.
Christina Huggins present. Karina Stenquist.
Present.
Hi. Present. Hi. James McFadden. Okay, we'll check back and see if James, with James later. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Aki Tanaka here. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Andrea present. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom present. Carol Wolfley, that's me, I'm here. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Sabrina's here, present. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene is on. her phone is expressed here. Tim Lynch called in and said that he will be late. We'll check back on that. Frank Sterling?
Yes, I am here.
Frank Sterling is present. Janine Etter?
Here.
Janine Etter present. Philip Muldari?
Here.
Philip Muldari present. Mantra Plonzi? Mantra is not here. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 present. We do have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'm going to read the agreements now, our group meeting email list agreements. Audio recording of LSB meetings are available at kpftx.org. No video recording permitted at LSB meetings. Communicate with each other respectfully and speak using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Use attribution of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic without repetition, following group procedures, and respecting the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack. Raise hands to be recognized by the chair, honor individual time allocations per share, and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in that time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff and volunteers confidential to be shared only within closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when an LSB member is not willing to honor the above agreements after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting. And now we're going to give our Zoom instructions, so important stuff. Participation for purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions. Participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA LSB online meetings, and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing 6. *6. So that's just by phone. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right, or press 9 if you're on the phone. And the secretary will, wait a second, I'm sorry, 9 on the phone. Board members will be called on by stack. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by raising hand or by roll call. Anonymous voting can be done by sending a chat message to the meeting host or by sending an email. We'll have voting instructions a little bit later because we have some voting coming up. Public participation procedure. There will be a designated time for public comments when members of the public will have an opportunity to speak for an identified amount of time. They will be called on and unmuted by the chair or meeting host. To speak, participants may click on the participant button at the bottom of the screen. And then when the list of participants appears, click on the raise hand button on the bottom right or press 9 on a phone. Participants will be called on by host and time. If a situation arises when an LSB member or participant is not willing to honor our agreements, meeting agreements, and Zoom procedures, they may be removed from the meeting. So I wanted to take a moment here. We lost somebody who was a very important part of our community recently, Margie Wilkinson, and anybody who hasn't done so yet, I would encourage you to go to the front page, kpfa.org, because they have an extensive write-up about her that Brian Edwards Tiekert wrote. I'm just going to read the brief write-up about her. She gave a lot of service to our LSB and to the PNB for years, and she's been very active politically. Making noise back there, mute yourselves, please. KPFA mourns the passing of Margie, a great and dedicated spirit. Margie was in the struggle for the long haul. She participated in a protest on the day of her death, standing up and putting her body on the line for justice in her last hours as she had her entire life. Margie volunteers as the executive director of the Pacifica Network for several years, steering KPFA through contentious times. She also served multiple years as the chair of the local station board. She also volunteered in the KPFA phone room and the KPFA craft store. Margie's political work was extensive. She was deeply involved in local Berkeley politics. She was fun, upbeat, pragmatic, generous, easy to get along with, easy to love. We miss you, Margie, and we thank you for a life lived deeply and in the truest solidarity.
Thank you. I want to note that James McFadden has joined the meeting. James McFadden, do you want to sit? Yeah. And anybody else joined since we did the roll call? I don't see anybody else. Thank you, Christina.
You're welcome.
Do you want another roll call for the delegate assembly?
I think we should do another roll call just to make sure. What do you think, Sharon?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go fast.
Okay.
Okay, Sharon Adams.
Here.
Ahmad Anderson.
Here.
Great. Marilyn Langlois. I'll come back to Marilyn. Daniel Borgstrom.
Here.
Daniel's here. Chris Corey.
Here.
Chris Corey's here. Mark Van Lunt, absent. Susan DeSilva.
He's here. He's just on audio. He's on mute, but he wrote in the chat that he's here.
Oh, good. Thank you. Mark Van Lunt is here. Susan DeSilva.
Here.
Susan here. Shara Dedman. Not here. Donald Goldmacher.
Here.
Donald here. Christina Huggins.
Here.
Christina Huggins here. Karina Stenquist, I see her picture.
Sorry, yes, I thought I was unmuted for a second.
Yeah, thank you. James McFadden.
Yeah, I'm here, and I just talked to Tom, and he's going to try again.
Okay, thank you. And he can phone in if he can't get on the Zoom.
Well, he didn't know. He didn't see the emails that went out or something.
Oh, thank you.
And I told him to close the Zoom windows. Like, And so,
thanks everybody for all your help and cooperation with this. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Aki here. Andrea Turner. Can somebody get Andrea? Tom Borges. We'll check back with Tom and Andrea. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Darlene Pagano.
I texted Darlene and haven't heard back from her.
Okay. Tim Lynch hasn't heard back yet. Frank Sterling.
I'm here.
Thanks, Frank. Janine Utter.
Here.
Janine's here. Philip Maldari.
Here.
Philip Maldari's here. And Mantra Planzi. Mantra is not here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
And Marilyn is here. I see. Yeah, okay, go ahead, Marilyn. Yeah.
This is Marilyn, and I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, Tom is also here now.
Oh, great. Thank you, Tom. All right. 17, we have a quorum for the Delegate Assembly. We will now begin the process of nominations and discussion. Go ahead, Christina. I would say I have received Aki's resignation from the PNB, and so we need to replace his seat immediately. And Christina is going to open for nominations.
Okay. Do I have any nominations? The floor is open for nominations.
I'll nominate Andrea.
Okay, Andrea.
Is there a second?
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Do I have any other nominations?
Isn't that right? Your side didn't even get time to prepare this.
Are there any other nominations?
People can self-nominate, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are there any other nominations?
Yes. Yes, Marilyn. I nominate Marilyn.
I don't think she can because she's
an officer of our board.
And I haven't been on the LSB for a year yet. Yeah.
Oh, let me nominate James McFadden then.
Hey, James, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have any other nominations? Okay, then we'll go forward with a vote.
Okay, I will call the name of each person, and at that time you may vote for James or Andrea, and you may do so by writing in to the host. So go to the chat window and write in to the host the name, first your name and the name of the person you're voting for, and Sharon will explain about the code.
Okay, I would note that Mark Van Landuit just joined us, and he says he won't be able to be on the microphone or camera, but he's present.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Quick question, if I may.
Sure.
There's the KPFA meeting host, and then Sharon is the co-host. Which of those two do we send our message to in the chat?
The host.
The KPFA meeting host.
Yes.
Okay, let me explain. I'm going to explain. Yes, it will be to the KPFA meeting host, to Jose, because it's an anonymous vote. So this is what, to make sure it's anonymous and to hopefully keep everything, because, you know, this is new for all of us. This is what we're asking you to do, is come up with a 5-digit unique code to yourself. So it can be numbers and letters, but just a total of 5. So you just invent it in your own mind. Okay, you put that 5-digit code with your vote and send that to Jose, to the KPFA meeting host, not to me. And then that way he can make a sheet if there's any question about the vote. That way we can keep it anonymous. By doing it that way, so you can have your code to identify your own vote, but only you will know your own code. Does that make sense to people?
Yes.
Okay. So everybody just come up with a 5-letter and number code or it can be just a five-letter word, and then your vote for either Andrea or for James, and then send that to the KPFA meeting host.
And how do we send it? Through chat?
Yes, through chat.
If you put chat and you look at the bottom of your screen, there's a little drop down where it says everyone. You click on the little arrow and put KPFA meeting host. And then it goes just to the host, not to everyone.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Carol. For anyone who is phoning in, please, Sabrina, I have sent you a phone number for Jose to text him your vote.
I'm on the computer as well, Carol. I'm good. I've already sent him my vote.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I haven't
seen it. Yeah, it's all taken care of. Thank you.
I just see your little telephone, so I didn't know. Anybody else? Everybody else is okay. Okay.
Yep.
This is Tom. Where do I find the host to send it to?
If you click on the chat thing at the bottom of your screen, and then you look on the right-hand side of your screen where it says to everyone, you click on the arrow on the right side of where it says everyone, and it's a drop-down menu where you can send it just to KPFA host. So you click on that.
Is everyone one of the listings someplace?
If you see it says everyone on the right-hand bottom side.
I don't see it. I don't see it at all.
First you have to scroll your arrow. Sorry. Sorry, Christina. But if you have to put your arrow along the bottom underneath all the images in the black bar. Okay, then you click on chat.
Yes.
Okay, then a white thing should come up along the right side of your screen.
Or in the middle.
Nothing like that's happening.
It says Zoom group chat, a box. Okay, Philip, I'm going to email you a phone number, okay? And you make it, can you text it to Jose?
Sure, I guess.
Hey.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
There you are. Nice to see you.
I made it in.
Yay.
So, can I go, because I'm at everyone right now. And I clicked on that.
You click on the little arrow on the right-hand side of everyone, and it's a drop-down menu.
Okay.
And then you go KPFA meeting administer.
Okay.
And then you send it just to Jose.
Okay. And
Tom is not finding everyone.
Do you see, Tom, do you see the like if you click on participants, do you see the white scroll of the participants?
I do see that, but I don't see anything that says everyone.
Okay, so now that you've done that, click on the thing that says chat. So in that same, on my screen, I know the screens are different. I see participants. I click on that. Okay, that brings up the people's name. Then if I click on chat, that brings up a separate thing, which is chat.
Do you see chat on the black bar, Tom?
I do not.
To Tom, Andrea, and Philip, I have sent you all an email, and it has a phone number to text with your vote as an alternative to the chat.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol.
Is that okay, Tom?
I am not able to send anything by email.
Text? Can you text?
Are you able to text? It has a phone number to text.
That's negative. I am not able to do that.
Would you like to vote out loud?
No problem.
Okay. Do you want to say who you're voting for?
I vote for James.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, my message won't go forward. So can I vote out loud too?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I vote for Andrea Turner.
I know her.
Okay. Thank you. I don't mind saying that out loud. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
I did.
Shira.
Can I vote out loud?
Oh, Shira's on. All right.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got lost time. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We're voting for the, we're in the delegate assembly now voting, and there are the two nominations. One is Andrea Turner, and the other one is James McFadden. So,
if sure, you can vote in the chat, or you can vote out loud.
Oh, click on her.
Okay, thanks.
So, Shira, did you hear the instructions about voting? Did you hear the instructions about voting, Shira?
Whether to say it aloud or in the chat?
No. Okay, let me just give you a quick rundown. Okay, you vote. First, you come up with a five-letter or number code that's just unique to yourself. You just come up with something in your own mind. Then you put that next to your vote, and you send that to KPFA meeting host in the chat. So you send it to the KPFA meeting host only, and then you have your five, letter number code. That way you can remain anonymous so we can check if there's any questions. And then you have your vote.
Okay, got you.
Okay, cool.
Can I vote out loud too?
Yes.
I vote for James McFadden.
How do we make sure that only LSB members are voting?
Jose will be able to see where it comes in from. So, okay, he is going to know, but he's a neutral party. That's why I didn't want you to send it to me. And then all he's doing is taking the code. That's why we have the code. So if we need to, he can create a code associated with the vote. That's how we did it on the NFC. Okay, we had to vote online electronically, and that's how we did it. So I just thought that might work here as a way to have the vote.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, I want to check with Jose. Jose, do you need a little time to work on that?
Yeah, give me just a few.
This okay. is Philip. Can I vote verbally?
Yes.
I vote for Andrea.
Thank you.
Okay, Jose, did you
get votes? This is Darlene, just getting back on.
Hi, Darlene. We're voting
and for... I'm willing to do mine verbally as well.
Okay.
And I vote for Andrea.
Thank you.
I'm going to go on mute now.
This is Donald. Hello?
Yes, Donald.
Yes, I would like to vote verbally for Andrea Turner.
And that is Don Goldmacher?
Correct.
Thank you for Andrea.
Jose, did you get all those votes?
Yes, let me just tally them up. Is there anybody else that needs to vote?
Okay, while he is working on that, maybe we could begin to start and talk about the amendments.
Can I, before we do that, can I just, I know Jose is doing it, but just for my own sake, just at the end, I want to just go over what I got as the verbal votes to make sure I've got it, and because I'm a backup for Jose. So this is what I have. Philip voted out loud for Andrea. Daniel voted out loud for James. Darlene voted out loud for Andrea. Andrea voted for Andrea. Tom voted for James. And Donald Goldmacher voted for Andrea. Was there anybody else that
Daniel,
voted out?
Did you get Daniel?
I did get Daniel. I said Daniel voted for James.
Okay.
So did anybody that voted out loud not, did I not, was it all the names mentioned? Okay. I just want to verify because that kind of happened sort of quickly and I wanted to make sure we had that right.
And you got Darlene?
Yes. I think I said everyone's name. Yeah. So if they didn't hear their name, then they should have spoken up.
And the tally stands at 13 for Andrea and 7 for James.
Okay, so Andrea is the new PNB rep. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Andrea.
Thank you. Thank you.
And congratulations, Andrea.
And condolences.
And I will be in touch
for
with
your willingness.
You. Yeah, I definitely need your input, and thank you all so much.
Thank you,
Andrea. Let's pull this together, really.
Okay, thank you so much, Andrea. So we're going to move on to the the vote on the bylaws proposals. And the proposals have been sent out, so everybody hopefully had a chance to look them over. Is there any discussion on the vote before we vote that people want to have?
Susan is going to read them and do a short presentation to introduce each bylaw.
Thank you.
Didn't we do them one by one?
Yeah,
I mean, okay. So do
one by one.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not sure how useful it is to read the whole. Let's start with the first one, the whole thing. It's 9 pages. So should I just read the rationale maybe, and then we can have a discussion and vote?
Or yeah, the title and the rationale. I did send them, and people should have an email of them all this morning for your reference, and I sent them the other day too. Those are from Grace Aaron.
This is the proposed bylaws amendment to shorten the bylaws amendment process. The Board of Equalization is now, this is the rationale. The Board of Equalization is now requiring Pacifica to make a minor amendment to Pacifica's articles of incorporation in order to complete the KPFA property tax exemption process, without which the KPFA station property is at risk. Since penalties continue to be imposed while the matter is resolved, time is of the essence. This amendment allows for a majority vote of all directors on the PMB to approve a requisite amendment to comply with federal, state, statute, or regulation. However, it also allows the LSBs to also vote on said amendments absent time constraints. In addition, the bylaws amendment process has long been thought by many to be too lengthy. This amendment also eliminates the 2 ballot minimum per year, per calendar year, reduces the 45 days to 30 days. The amendment are to be held before the earliest voting date by the PNB and delegates. And it also reduces the station's announcements from 45 to 30 days and no longer stipulates that the LSB vote follows the PNB vote, since both are required. Either may vote first, further facilitating the meeting scheduling of both. And finally, the reporting of the results reduced from 15 days to 7. And I'll just make a comment about it. This one, I'm not sure if it's really necessary for it. It isn't, I don't believe, necessary for the change in name. The changing of the articles of incorporation, I think, is a whole separate thing. This is for changing the bylaws. And the next amendment we're going to consider is the one that actually does change the name, which is the important, really important one. I've gone both ways on this one, and I feel like I am for it, because I think it's good to shorten the time it takes to and to have more periods where amendments can be brought forth. But I'm not sure how important this one is. And I'll let other people discuss it.
This is Sharon. Are we doing 2-minute shares? Is that what we're going to do in the discussion?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll be on stack and then I'll time myself. Okay. I think you guys have all seen my emails that I've written. Most of you probably have. And I just want to say, I mean, I read the rationale, and that's exactly what the rationale says. And the language that's in the bold is not 9 pages long. It's 2 paragraphs long, and I've sent it before. And it doesn't say any of the things that it said in the rationale. That's my problem with this. Maybe if they just said in the actual language what they were saying in the rationale, it would make sense. So I don't understand what they're trying to do here. It's not clear. I heard the argument that it's supposed to be allowed to change very, very minor language that's being required to comply with the tax board requirements that the articles of incorporation say specific language, very minor changes. I've heard that argument. I've never seen any support for that argument. I could believe that it is required that that language is made, but this, again, as I've said 100 times, it's not a conflict of a statute or a law to have incorrect language. It just means that you pay more taxes. So this is just the example of the kind of sloppy thinking that's engaged with at the top levels of this organization, which is why, you know, there are so many issues happening, and I personally just cannot support this kind of sloppy thinking. So that's my take on it. I can't understand what they're trying to do. I don't understand what they're trying to do. And I just can't support this.
Okay, I see hands raised. So Marilyn Langlois, do you want to speak on it?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Susan, for the presentation. I do support this amendment. I think we should go ahead and pass it. I'd also, if you would indulge me, Madam Chair, just like to ask a quick procedural question about the recent vote. I noted that the vote was 13 votes for Andrea and 7 votes for James, which makes 20 altogether. And my recollection is that when we did roll call, we had 17 LSB members present. So how do we reconcile those numbers in the vote?
I can speak to that. We had Shira join the meeting. We had additional members. Mark joined the meeting. And and Ahmad got on.
So we had 20, we have 20 people present and 20 people voted. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure since it's the new procedure for us. I appreciate your checking on that. And again, I do support the amendment. Thank you. That's all.
This is Carol for the stack.
Ahmad is next.
Yeah, thank you, folks. Good morning to everybody, and hope it is well and safe. Yeah, I think, Susan, you're sharing your spot on once again about the sloppiness of the language and whatever the intent may be are not aligned. This is something I've seen for a very long time, since 2009, 2010, when I was the HR guy and then the interim general manager for KPFA. And this is what's got us in trouble. I cannot support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Ahmad. Donald Goldmacher, next. Donald?
Yes. I don't understand what this amendment is supposed to accomplish. It rambles all over the place and has no clear focus to me. There's no way I can support this kind of I don't know. I don't even know what the right language is to describe what this current PNB thinks it's doing, but I will oppose this amendment for sure.
Thank you. Carol Wolfley?
I have spent a lot of time studying this amendment, and I find it very confusing. And I know that Sharon wrote about 10 emails trying to get clarity about how it affected the payment of the property taxes for KPFA and that process. So I want to ask Chris if you're available to make a statement, because I know you were working with Lydia and some other people on as a liaison from KPFA about the payment of the property taxes. And I would like to hear if you think that there is any reason for us to support this in order to pay the property taxes. Mm-hmm. And to have that process with the lawyers trying to get the courts to give an allowance so that we don't have to go to a general membership election. That is one question. And the other question is for Aki and Susan about the extension of the timelines. Does that make it more important and possible for members to submit petitions to the PNB to change the bylaws? So could people give us more information? Thanks. Can we ask Chris.
Chris, are you able to speak on this issue?
Sure, a little bit. So I remember these motions, and as I recall, as is the practice with the Pacifica National Board, they were submitted at the last minute. There was little discussion of them. And so I don't think there was a clear understanding of what the intention of particularly the first motion was. If I recall my vote correctly, I think I abstained from voting on the first motion. These are two separate motions. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I abstained from the first motion, but I believe I voted for the second motion, which is the name change motion, because I think Lydia put that forward, and it was something that she felt was necessary to further the process of the resolution of the property tax issue. If you're asking me if there's any updates on that, no, there aren't any updates on that. I know that it's making its way through the process, I guess, for lack of a better term. I don't even know whether it's actually being heard by the court, or whether it's in the hands of the Franchise Tax Board at this juncture. I really honestly don't know where it sits. And the COVID-19 thing has played into that too. It's made it very difficult and confusing and slow. But I know that it's in process right now, and I believe that the second motion is germane to that process.
Thank you, Chris.
Can I follow up with a question? Just ask Chris, did Lydia support, did Lydia propose and or support the first amendment?
I don't believe so. I think she was as mystified by it as I was, but this is just going on my own recollection. There's two other PNB members here who might recall the sequence better. But my recollection is that Lydia was not behind the first motion. So I don't know exactly what that motion was about or where it originated. I'm sorry to say.
Okay. I think that we can go down the list unless anybody has anything to add what Chris said, either of the other two, three board members.
This is Susan. Can I?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we do have Tom, whose name is on this amendment here, so he could explain. I don't know how to raise my hand, so I'm just telling you.
You go on the chat, and you go on the right-hand side, and on there is a on the bar, it says raise hand on the bottom of the right-hand side.
Oh, okay, thank you.
First, you have to open the participants window.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to go down the list unless we need to hear from anyone else about this issue, responding to the questions. Okay, James McFadden was next.
I just wanted to say I thought both of these were pretty innocuous and will avoid, bureaucratic kinds of problems and simplify things. So I don't see any problem with them. And in particular, I think, Sharon said it, we can make things more complicated and pay higher taxes, or we can pass this and pay lower taxes. And I'm all for paying lower taxes. So that's where I am.
Thank you. Karina?
Yes, I was going to say when I read this, it seemed pretty much like housekeeping. I haven't had a lot of conversations about it, but that was my initial impression. So I was kind of surprised that there's like a resistance to it. And I get the frustration if you feel like language is not the neatest, but if there's sort of a difference of like, maybe it could have been done in a better way, but I don't think that necessarily takes away from the value of doing it. I don't know. I don't really understand the argument against it. Like maybe it's not the prettiest package. Maybe the language wasn't the best. Maybe the writing wasn't the best. But other than that, I don't understand why not do it. Because I haven't talked to this a lot of people, so maybe I'm lacking context. Because to me, it really just seemed like housekeeping to get some important administrative things done.
Okay, I'm going to call on me next. I'm not for voting for something that's so nebulous and cannot really be rational. The language is different in the explanation of it than in the actual text. And I think language is really important when you're changing the bylaws. So the second bylaw motion will take care of the name change. But the first one, because it's ambiguous and because it changes things, I'm not going to vote for something that is so, that I don't really understand exactly why they're doing it. The second one's really important. So that would be what I said. Because it does.
I may have been confused that I thought that was the one that people were complaining about right now. Sorry.
The second one? No. The second one's really important.
Okay.
No, it's okay. The first one we're talking about still. So the first one just, it lacks clarity. And I think it's really important when you're passing something that's going to amend the bylaws that there's clarity about the impact of it. So I'm against it. And is there anybody else that wants to speak? I'm looking down the list.
I do.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
So I just want to make the point that I think Korean people are concerned because it gives the LSB a lot more discretionary power in terms of the process for amending the bylaws. So it's anti-democratic in that sense. But what it does in another way, it opens up things and extends the timelines for submitting proposals. So again, I want to ask Aki and Susan, do you think that it will be helpful to have these bylaws extensions, like not just 2 a year and times for submitting or 30 days instead of 45 days? Do you think those aspects of this would outweigh the increased empowerment of a dysfunctional PNB?
I think that it's good to be able to have more times that you can bring amendments, and I think that the whole amendment process is long, and that shortening some parts of it is beneficial. But yes, I do worry that this gives the PNB more power. I have mixed feelings about this amendment.
Thank you. James, did Aki want to respond? Did you want to respond, Aki?
Well, I basically agree exactly with that sentiment. It is very mixed bag. So,
thank you, Aki.
And I also, if I can say one more thing, I also agree completely with Sharon that it's confusing, and it's kind of the rationale makes it seem like it's about the name change, but I don't think it really has anything to do with that. I don't think it was necessary for that.
Thank you, James McFadden.
Just wanted to. We're just talking about the First Amendment, or are we talking about all three? Because it seems like some of the comments here are drifting over all three of them.
Yeah, I think I was confused as to which one we were talking about as well. Like,
are we having a discussion of all of them, or just the first one?
We were talking about the first one, but I wanted there to be some clarity about the fact that the second one does address the name change. So, because it seemed like people were confused about it. So that's why I stated that. But we're mostly on the first one because we're going to vote on the first one. In a minute, I hope.
Bylaws amendment. If you're looking at the text, it's the shortening bylaws amendment.
Thank you. Marilyn, did you want to say something? Your hand is up, Marilyn?
Yes. Thank you. Sure. I just wanted to say, and there was a lot of email exchange about these in the recent week or so. And my understanding, I can't remember who said it, but my understanding was that Lydia Brazon does support this amendment for shortening the bylaws, for what it's worth. I remember, and I can try to find that email if you want. But the other question I have is, what is the impact of our vote today? So understood, the PNB voted on it, and all of the station LSBs will vote on it. So what is the impact of our KPFA LSBs vote? What happens if we pass it, and what happens if we don't pass it? Someone can explain.
They need at least 3 local station boards to have a majority vote to support it.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So are we ready to vote, folks, on the first bylaw?
Yes.
And do we want to do the same process as the last one?
Same
process. No, it does not have to be anonymous. How about if I do roll call?
Okay. Is this amenable to everybody? Let's go. Okay. Good. Please do it.
Okay. Sharon Adams.
Excuse me. I had a point. I wasn't on the response to Marilyn as to what would happen if we didn't vote for it.
Okay. There have to go ahead, Sharon.
I can't raise my hand. I don't have that option, I guess, as the host.
Okay.
So I'll do that. I just want to say that, you know, I understand the argument. Okay. To answer Janine's question directly, I think, and Chris or the other PMB members can correct me, but I believe if 3 of the 5 LSBs pass this, then it goes forward. So that's my understanding of the procedure. But what I want to say is for the people that seem to think that this is, you know, something that just can take care of some detail, my other point was that it doesn't actually give the PMB the authority to do what they say what they want to do about this Board of Equalization issue. And so, you know, I don't understand why we would have to vote for it. You know, it's not just housekeeping. Even if you pass it, it's not a housekeeping thing because it doesn't actually give them the power to do what they say they want to do. And that's why it's not just housekeeping. It's sloppy thinking that doesn't accomplish the goal that they said they wanted to do. So that's kind of my argument or position on this. So I just want to clarify that.
Thank you. Thank you. I guess, Carol Wolfley, could you take roll call?
Yes. And if anyone wants to pass, I will come back to you after. Okay. Sharon Adams.
Abstain.
Ahmad Anderson.
No.
Marilyn Langlois.
Yes.
Daniel Borgstrom. Daniel, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you. You're voting. Daniel votes yes.
Correct.
Chris Corey.
Pass.
Chris Corey, pass. Mark Van Lent. I think Mark is muted. So Mark, if you want to vote, please text the host and Jose, please tell me. Susan Da Silva.
I abstain.
Susan Da Silva abstain. Shira Dedman.
I also abstain.
Shira abstain. Donald Goldmacher.
No. N-O.
Donald Goldmacher, N-O. Christina Huggins.
No.
Christina Huggins, N-O. Karina Stenquist. Karina, are you there?
Sorry, I keep having trouble with my keys. Abstain. It is confusing. I'm confused.
James McFadden?
Yes.
James McFadden, yes. Aki Tanaka?
Paris.
Andrea Turner?
Pass.
Okay, those of you passing, I'll come back again. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Carol Wolfley, I'm abstaining. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina, no. Darlene Pagano? Darlene, I'm going to come back to. Tim Lynch, I don't think is with us. Frank Sterling.
Sorry, it took me a minute to unmute too. I'll vote yes. Thank you.
Janine Etter. Frank votes yes. Janine Etter.
Abstain.
Janine Etter.
Can I come in, Carol?
Yes, Darlene. Darlene Pagano.
I'll vote no.
Okay, let me find your name. Okay, no. Philip Maldari?
No.
Philip Maldari, no. Okay, I'm going back to the people who passed. Chris Corey?
Hey. Hello, Mantra's here.
Mantra, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mantra votes yes. And I'm noting that Mantra is in the meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Back to Chris Corey.
I think I'm going to abstain again.
Okay. Chris Corey abstains, and Aki Tanaka.
Going to abstain also.
Aki abstains. Andrea Turner.
No.
Andrea Turner, no. Okay. I would like to change my vote to a no. Okay. All right. So yeses, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses. Noes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes.
It's 8 noes.
Oh, it's 8 noes?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jose. And abstains 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstains. Is that correct, Jose?
No, it's 7 abstain.
But did you notice that I dropped out of my abstain and changed to a no?
I did, yes.
It's still 7, yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you, everybody. All right. So 7 yes, 8 no, 7 abstain. I think we're finished with the First Amendment and ready to move on to the second one.
So it fails.
So it failed. The First Amendment failed. Let's move on to the second one.
Okay, Susan, you want to present it? Susan, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, I was muted. okay, so this one really is the a cleanup thing. And shoot, I thought I had it right here. This one's really, really simple. I thought I had it in front of me and was going to read it, but suffice it to say that we're adding the word ink after the name so that our name matches our tax records. And I think this one's non-controversial. The only thing I would note is that the articles of incorporation, which this is not, also need to be changed. So, sorry that I didn't have it in front of me when I thought I did.
That's okay. Has everybody had a chance to read the second one? I think that one's pretty clear and it's actually pretty urgent. So, does anybody have any questions or want to speak on it, or do we want to just vote? I do not see any hands raised, so we can go forward with the vote on the second one. Do you want to do roll call again, Carol Wolfley?
Christina, may I have the floor for a second?
Yes.
Did you read that motion again before we vote on it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It's okay. I just wanted to know. I was a little bit distracted there. Just wanted to make sure it was read. Thank you.
It wasn't read yet.
It wasn't.
Do you have it
publicly?
Is it quick? Is it quick to read, or is it too lengthy to read right now?
It's quick to read. Let me go to Pacifica.org and read it, because I thought it was with what we got from Carol today, and then I found it wasn't. Okay, here it is.
Okay, I'm going to repost on Keep It. Can I give you the phone number for Jose, who, do you know Jose Gonzalez? He's an intern and he's helping us.
Okay, Susan is about to read something for us.
Go ahead, I'm you.
Go ahead, Susan. Thank you.
This is called Bylaws Amendment to Modify Pacifica Foundation Name. And basically, in Article 1, Identity and Purpose, it used to say, or it does say currently, the name of this corporation is the Pacifica Foundation. And that is being changed to the name of this corporation is the Pacifica Foundation, Inc. And that is it. That's the whole change.
Right. We could just ask, I think Chris just posted a very good, something that would streamline the process. So if there are any objections to this motion being voted for, would you please raise your hand? Because otherwise we could just have it by acclamation, pass it by acclamation.
This is Carol. I got sidetracked, point of information. So I'm going to ask Christina to just go through with this process. And then I'm going to try and repost the new link, on KPFTX so that for the town hall. So I'll be involved with that. Okay.
Okay. Well, you want to vote first with this?
I'm okay with this second motion. I vote for it.
Okay, so if there's anybody who is opposed to the second motion, would you please raise your hand and speak? Otherwise, we can pass it by acclamation. And I see no hands raised. So we will consider the second bylaw is passed by acclamation. Thank you. And was there one more?
Yes, there's one more. And I can read what it says.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So it's called the Bylaws Amendment to Modify Amendment Petition Threshold. And by way of explanation, in order to bring, for the membership to bring a amendment forward, and to get it voted on by the membership, it's necessary to bring a petition first that currently you need 1% of the membership to sign the petition. This is what it says in the bylaws. A petition signed by at least 1% of all members which petition to be considered proposed must be delivered to the foundation secretary. This is under how to make an amendment to the bylaws. And they want that to say instead, a petition in which the proposed bylaw amendments are endorsed by signature by at least 5%. Of the members which petition to be considered proposed must be delivered to the foundation secretary. So they're making it harder for members to bring forward any changes to the bylaws. And my comment personally about that is the 1% threshold is already a very high bar. And I think that this is anti-democratic. It disempowers the membership. And I don't think this would pass a membership vote. They, by California law, cannot change the bylaws in a way that affects the rights of the membership, since we are a membership organization, without getting permission from, they have to put this to an election. So if this passes, it needs to go with a comment that says they must bring this to a membership vote, where, by the way, I'm sure it would fail. So,
thank you. I'm Chris. Corey, you wanted to speak about
that? And Sharon for the stack.
Yeah, so I do remember this one when it came up, and because it resulted in a very contentious debate. Robin Collier, particularly from the affiliates representative from WKEI, I think, if I remember right, he very much opposed this this amendment on the basis that it was undemocratic and undermined the sort of basic tenets of the bylaws as they exist. But also for the same objection that Susan voiced a moment ago, that it would also require a membership vote since it demonstrably makes it more difficult for members to affect change to the organization through voting. So the proponents of this amendment, they actually had Arthur Schwartz on the phone, our legal counsel. And Arthur didn't seem to feel that this actually did affect voting rights. It only affected petition rights. I thought it was, I didn't buy the argument personally, but I'm sure that there are other people that would want to speak to that particular point of view. The proponents were also stating that the reason why that they felt that this was important or necessary was that it was easier now to contact the members than it has been in the past, namely via email instead of via telephone or whatever, or mail, you know, in the distant past. I can see some rationale for that argument, but I thought it was kind of interesting in that the PMB also recently made it more difficult for us to obtain mailing lists by doing an opt-out system on the listservs rather than just offering the lists up. So there seems to be sort of a forked tongue experiment going on right now in democracy at the PMB level, where when it benefits the majority on the board right now, votes take place in a certain way, and when it doesn't, they take place another way. So I'm pretty opposed to this particular motion. I'm not sure whether I abstained or not on this one. I might have abstained on it just because I knew I didn't have the vote to prevail at the PMB level. But I think Robin's argument is pretty compelling. So thanks for your time.
Thank you. James? James McFadden, you had your hand up?
I just have to get off mute.
Okay.
First, I want to say that you look at for California for propositions, it's a 5%. And that's on in a state that has, 35, 40 million people, So, there I can kind of see it. In the case of KPF, in the case of Pacifica, where the number of members is relatively old, I don't think this is I think 1% is a pretty damn low bar. In fact, we saw that in the last one where we had the bylaws amendment lost by 2/3. And the reason one reason you could say that it lost is because the groundwork to build support for it just wasn't there. And having a 5% bar just means that a small group of people, and 500 people is a pretty small number to collect names on petitions. I've collected that many names on petitions before. To get that, threshold and put something forward is a little bit too easy. In fact, it's far too easy. And the reason it's particularly concerning is because in the actual elections, we only get about 10, 11, 12%. We don't get a large percentage of the actual people who are KPFA members actually bother to vote. And to me, that again, it means that you can actually make changes in too easy a way because you can get those 500 signatures and then you just have to make sure that you get your 500 people, to vote and most of the people are not paying attention. So I think setting that threshold higher is a really good thing. And at least until we can, come up with some scheme where we can, people are more interested in participating, in these elections. That's all.
Thank you. Franklin? Frank, you wanted to speak?
Yeah, sorry, I'm back.
That's okay.
I agree with what James says. I feel like we did see it in the last election that a small group can actually cause us to spend a huge amount of money on something. And I was just curious what our percentage is when we want to make a change, don't we need like 50% of the membership, or I forgot the exact number. So I feel like 1% is so small that 1% of people could cause a dramatic vote. So I'm for the motion, and I don't think 5% is too large, and I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you. Karina?
Yeah, do we have 2 or 3 minutes for a comment, just to know? Are we timed?
2 minutes.
Two?
Susan's timing. Yeah, two. Sharon's timing. Are you Sharon?
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
Two.
So
two.
I'm kind of torn on this one. At first, I was like, yeah, that does seem anti-democratic. That does increase the workload a lot. And then having some sort of little own research and reflection, I actually somewhat agree with what James is saying, is that compared to other organizations, it's actually kind of in line. Compared to organizations of like even much larger size or constituencies of larger size, it's in line. And even today's debate has made me see, like, we see that it's actually, people can get a bylaws amendment process started. I wouldn't say that it's necessarily so easy to change the bylaws because of that whole membership vote issue, but it's very easy to get it started without having done the work to actually ensure success. Like, we see the amendment that we just looked at that was sloppy and confusing, and everyone's here like, I don't even understand what that's about. Well, how did it get here? Like, how is it that easy for something that sloppy to get here, to make us spend time on it when we know it's not gonna go anywhere? Same with like earlier this year, those bylaws proposal amendments, like the groundwork, the criticism from all over this board, right? Cause this board voted those down, and people all over saw that there were flaws, that things people hadn't done the outreach to get the feedback. Like, if they had just talked to more people and gotten more people on board, they might have had a better proposal. And so I think those are two things. It's like, maybe it's not even that they can change them so easily with 1%, but that they can waste people's time with them so easily with 1%, because we have to go through this when it's a sloppy proposal that hasn't been well thought out. So I am a little bit torn on it, but that's kind of like where I'm sitting. It's like, I understand that it's, ooh, you're increasing the burden by fivefold, but you're still only increasing it to 5%. Like, yes, 1 to 5% is a fivefold increase, but 5% on its own doesn't seem that onerous. Okay, cool.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Karina. I had my hand up. I just want to say, in all the years that I've been around KPFA, which, since the dinosaurs roam the earth, it's been a long time anyway, since about 2004, there's only been one membership vote on the bylaws. That's the only time I've ever seen it happen. So I think that it's kind of disingenuous to say that it's just a petition. Anything that makes it harder for people to vote to change something, which are the membership, I'm against it, because I think that voting suppression is what we're talking about everywhere else. This doesn't get it passed. It just gets it in the conversation, and whatever was done wrong before, and I think there should have been more outreach and more inclusion, but I don't think that that's a reason on its own self to make it more difficult for the membership to come up with a change to the bylaws. And I would just say, to finish off, that the PNB guaranteed to the Attorney General in 2013 that they would change the bylaws to make them more stripped down. There would be smaller boards. They made a number of things that they committed to, and it still hasn't been done. So I think making it more onerous is the wrong direction to go in. I think that people need to talk to each other if you want to change it. These particular bylaws changes were generated from the PNB, and the most important one is the one that we already voted to on already. But anyway, I'm against this.